Welcome to another episode of the Oncology on the Go podcast. I'm your host, Russ Conroy.
Cancer Network's Gina Morrow spoke with Dr. Shwetal Mehta of the Ivy Brain Tumor Center about her institution's work in researching novel brain cancer treatments as part of an early phase clinical trial program. She highlighted ongoing efforts such as a trial assessing a brain-penetrant fourth-generation EGFR inhibitor and biomarker analysis with gene sequencing and immunohistochemistry, among other areas.
I'd love to kind of pick your brain. You, of course, run the research arm of Ivy Brain Tumor Center. What philosophy do you live by as you aim to develop novel therapies for patients with brain cancer?
Yeah, so at the Ivy Center, even within the research arm, our philosophy remains the same, to be patient-focused. We want to ensure that we are scientifically rigorous when we are asking questions. We would also be mindful of the time constraints and provide quick answers back to the patients, whether they're going to be eligible for the drug that we are testing and whether the drug is showing any activity in their tumor. So within the research team, we have two broad focus areas. So we have the clinical lab that performs tissue screening for trial eligibility. They would also then test the tissue once the patients have taken the drug for a few days to see whether the drug is reaching the regions of the tumor where the blood-brain barrier is intact, and is it modulating the target. And if we do see an activity within the brain, then that patient is eligible to start taking the drug therapeutically long-term. If the answer is no, then they can decide to stop and enroll into something else that's going to benefit for them. We also have a preclinical arm where we move, you know, and identify and screen new novel drug therapies for brain cancer, some of them that have been promising in other cancers but haven't been tested in GBM. We employ the same philosophy here, you know, is this drug really reaching the brain? Does it have activity? And do we think this is going to be promising for patients? And only once you've screened them here in this stage, then we move those forward into a clinical trial.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That's great. I'd love to hear about some ongoing trials at the center that perhaps you would like to highlight.
There are several novel clinical trials that we are part of. One of them is with the drug EGFR. It's an EGFR inhibitor. In neuro-oncology, people have been trying to target EGFR, which is quite commonly mutated in GBM, for a while. It's not a new target. So normally people don't want to get into the space, but this drug that we are testing is the fourth generation EGFR inhibitor. It's brain penetrant. In the past, people have tested those drugs that were not brain penetrant. So we're really excited to ask more questions. Now, we know the drug gets in. Are there specific patient population that are going to benefit from this drug, right? Is that what we need to identify? Are there going to be, you know, resistance mechanisms that are going to develop that we need to figure out and address? And we have a whole new program of liquid biopsy where we sample cerebrospinal fluid from patients while they're on treatment to see if the tumor is evolving, is changing. And if that can immediately give us an answer even before we start seeing symptoms of progression and see if is there a way to pivot, add a new therapy and help these patients. So I think that area of using liquid biopsy on all of our trials and then the EGFR inhibitor that we are testing right now. I'm very excited about that.
I'm really glad you highlighted that one. I think it moves very nicely into the next point, which is about biomarker testing capabilities. So you talked about EGFR and if there are certain patients that we want to explore or test for that. So can you talk about perhaps any kind of current strategies and protocols with relation to biomarker testing currently?
Right. I mean, as you know, in GBM, we don't really have great biomarkers that identify patient populations that are going to benefit. We have two. We have MGMT, that identifies patients are going to be better responsive to DNA damaging agents. And then we have IDH mutation, which recently there's a drug that is getting approved for those patient populations, which is great. But for all the drugs, the small molecule inhibitors that we're testing, at the Ivy Center, we always try to identify based on literature, based on past studies, based on data from other trials and some of the preclinical studies, whether are there specific mutations, aberrations, or protein expression that's going to identify a patient population that most likely will benefit by, to that drug, with that drug. So we develop assays, and we are very agnostic of what assay we use. We always keep in mind time. We want to make sure we are able to give a fast turnaround. So we deploy multiple different ways of assessing those biomarkers. It could be sequencing. So we have a panel of 298 genes. We call it IVC, which is 2.09 right now, that are actionable genes that if we know there's a mutation or there's an aberration, and it would probably tell us whether the patient's eligible for one of our trials. So we use sequencing, we use immunohistochemistry. Again, those are two quick assays that we could relatively do in that time period to give answers whether the patient's going to be eligible or not.
Is the IVSeq, is that the comprehensive biomarker panel that's being developed now, or is it already like further along, or is this a different one?
Yeah, so we started off with a 34 gene panel when we started 6 years ago. Again, our focus was not to learn about every single mutation that's there within a tumor, but anything that's going to be actionable that we would probably have a drug for, right? That now has evolved from the 34, 37 gene to almost 298. And I can't say this is the final panel, and it's probably going to evolve. And I mean, technology is evolving. It might be at a particular time we'll be able to do many more, thousands of genes in the time period. I think there's whole genome sequencing that people employ, but that takes a long time. Gives too much, way too much information than what we need. So yeah, right now it's the 298 gene panel that we use.
Great.
Since our EGFR clinical trial is for patients that have either EGFR amplification or mutation or fusions, our panel detects for all three of them. So we look for mutations in the DNA as well as any fusions using RNA from the tumor sample. Now that helps us in enrollment of these patients into the trial. But once patients have taken the drug, and now we are asking a question whether the drug is being active within the tumor or not, we compare their pretreatment biopsy, if that's available, or archival tissue to the tissue that comes after the patients have taken the drug for several days, right? Here we use a panel of, additional 6 to 7 biomarkers, which are downstream markers. So if you have blocked EGFR signaling, are we seeing shutting down of the pathway or not? Complete shutdown, like maybe the immediate downstream molecule is shut down, but maybe all the way down is not. Those are the questions we are now trying to ask. And some of those things were done in the past, but those, as I said, sometimes those drugs were not great in terms of brain penetration. But we want to be very comprehensive to assess, if we had all the check box checked, like the drug was getting in, we saw EGFR inhibition, then what else was going on if the drug was not being effective, right?
Perfect. That was great to mention. As we know, Avi Brain Tumor Center does have a very interesting phase 0 program. Can you share any additional work that's being done within this program and your overall outlook on the current state of brain cancer treatment?
Yeah, I think when we started Ivy Brain Tumor Center almost 7 years ago, we were the largest early phase clinical trials program. Our goal was to move drugs through this pipeline using PK pharmacokinetics for pharmacodynamics based approaches and identify drugs that have activity in the brain and move those good drugs forward, and then also weed out the ones that are not good, right? Like where we are not seeing any activity, so that we in the community doesn't spend too much time and patience and resources on these drugs. So we've done that, and now I think over the last year we've seen that we were capable not just of doing these early phase clinical trials, but we are in this phase of moving drugs into phase 3. So I think that's really exciting. And for us right now, we are excited about these new class of agents that are within the space, like the PROTACs, the protein degraders, ADCs, antibody drug conjugates, which have shown really amazing promise in rest of the oncology space. And neuro-oncology is only now trying to test these things out. And we are so uniquely situated to ask some of the important questions for these type of molecules. And I think that's where our focus is going to be in the coming years, and we're very excited about that.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available, or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology On The Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at cancernetwork without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at cancer-network.